Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today we're talking about Herbert University, that which I'm proud to be a part of, to attend the Harvard Extension School, as well as take classes online for business with their business school that they are kindly allowing people to be a part of during this time for COVID-19. So I am very partial to this story. We are hearing all these things about our current president basically harassing Harvard University to give back the money that it received for not being a business, but for being an educational facility. In fact, one of the highest education platforms that we both know our wonderful forever First Lady and President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama attended. So I am just completely baffled as to what's going on with this, as I have been the briefings that have been given concerning COVID-19 and various other things that have been fact-checked, that has been put out about vaccines and things of that nature. But we're going to reel this back into Harvard University. That is completely lascivious in nature and malicious as to how he is targeting this university for this financial grace that has been extended to them as an educational facility. People like me, people like the students that are there, and students, especially students that were given the opportunity to go, that have no, that are not given a silver spoon, that are of the poverty level, and then some that need the assistance with everything this pandemic that we're going through with COVID-19. So it's beyond me as to how this could be feasible. And I have just gotten to the point where I am completely disgusted with the administration and ready to vote now. I also hope that we have it where we can vote via mail due to the pandemic, because it's crazy having to put your life in danger just to get your vote counted. And trust me, people, if it didn't count, they wouldn't try to stop it. So to continue to have this type of administration, don't vote. If you want to have something better, I am definitely for that. And I am insisting that everyone vote however they can, and that moral consciousness concerning your health and everything else is up to you. You know your circumstances. You know what to do concerning that. But as of Harvard, as any other financial institution or bank or educational institution, it is the same. Yes, it is an Ivy League school, but it should not be targeted by the Trump administration. And I am, again, just beyond myself in my rational thinking as to why this should be such. And if you follow them on Twitter, follow them on Facebook, everywhere. If you are wanting to be aware of what's going on, and there are a lot of universities that are Ivy League that are made more available to you than what you know, and Harvard is one of them. And I am going to suggest getting online to go to their right now, currently free business classes that we started in April. Also, if you have the funds to pay, attend the Harvard Extension School. It is amazing to your career and for your future, especially if you plan to be in leadership. So my hats are off to Harvard and everything they're doing concerning this with their students and staff, how they're reaching out to the community and giving away education at no cost as well, even though they are Ivy League school. So my hats are off to Harvard University. Thank you to all the professors and staff that are there doing what they need to do in order for us to get an education, as well as all other educational institutions that are doing the same. So my prayers are out to everyone there. And also, if you ever want to chime in on this, feel free to call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. And we can definitely talk about the topics at hand, because this affects everyone. I mean everyone. So always call in for live action and action for lights, camera, and action here on Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Until then, be great.